Today on Rockin' the Suburbs, we talk about what's the deal with Jim and Patrick being on vacation.
Well, you know, everybody needs a little break now and then. Hardworking guys and whatnot.
They only work 20 minutes a day.
True, but do you know they spend the other 9 hours digging ditches?
Wow. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs, vacation style. That's right. While the main hosts are gone, we've got the summer fill-in host. And I am one of your fill-in hosts, Jesse Jackson. And joining me today is...
Tom Neuerberg.
Hey, Tom.
How are you doing, Jesse?
I am doing great. I'm excited.
Great. It's nice... I'm excited, too. It's nice to finally meet you after hearing your voice on the show and on your own podcast over the years.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you. I appreciate the fact when Jim and Patrick put out the call for people going to fill in, I immediately sent them a bribe saying, please, can I do it? Please, can I do this? And they were kind enough to say, yes, Jesse, if you promise to quit begging, we can do this. And then on the Facebook page, I said, hey, anyone want to help me? And you were kind enough to say, sure, that'd be fun. So that sounds
great.
Well,
yeah, I love talking music. I just don't know how to do any of the technical aspects of podcasting. So it's great that you can take care of that part for us, and we can just have fun and talk some music tonight.
Absolutely. So before we get started, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Okay, well, I live out in the Bay Area. I'm actually about an hour outside of San Francisco, and been married for 32 years. I got three kids; they're all grown, and I'm a firefighter. And I actually just retired from the fire department about 2 months ago, so I'm getting used to the retired life. Been doing a little kitchen remodel, so I haven't had a time to really sit back and enjoy retirement yet. But I'm just thankful I made it through. Somewhat healthy and unscathed, and more time for music and concerts and having fun.
Oh, very nice. Well, my brother-in-law was 20 years on the job here in a suburb in Dallas, and he also retired and started a second career. So I know that we all thank you because that is a dangerous job. I know that I and the rest of the Rockin' the Suburb fan base, wish you the best, and hopefully this will give you more time to email and leave voicemails for the real hosts, Jim and Patrick, and not just, you know, us fake hosts.
Yeah, I'll have time now to rival Echo Park Jimmy with messages on the answering machine.
Okay, yeah, look, don't get ahead of yourself, okay? You have to shoot... smaller goals first.
Baby steps.
Yeah, baby steps. All right, so when we talked about this, Tom is the one who came up with our first topic. And so why don't you talk a little bit about it, Tom, what you decided and you suggested we talk about, and I thought it was a great topic. So explain a little bit.
Well, I initially thought of it as the old musical term, one-hit wonder. We're all aware of what a one-hit wonder is, you know, that band that flashes on the scene, has one big hit single, and then you never hear from them again. But what I was thinking about was bands that are more known than your typical one-hit wonder. As a matter of fact, these could be well-known bands, but they are specifically or mostly known for one song. For example, my favorite band of all time is Thin Lizzy. Now, when you say the words Thin Lizzy, the first title that comes to everyone's mind is The Boys Are Back in Town. And while I agree The Boys Are Back in Town is a great song, it's 42 years old and I'm still not sick of it, there is so much more to Thin Lizzy than The Boys Are Back in Town. And there's just a lot of other bands out there that kind of fit under that same qualification. And since my family, my friends, and everyone who's ever met me is probably sick of hearing me talk about Thin Lizzy, you know, I'll make an effort here to talk about a different band than that. But that was kind of my general thought of, let's talk about a band that maybe everyone's slightly familiar with, and mostly because they know one single song of theirs, and just let them know that there's more of a back catalog, and there's more to dive into than just what that one song that you hear on classic rock radio time and time again.
Yeah, I thought this was a fascinating topic because there are true one-hit wonders, Play That Funky Music, White Boy, Wild Cherry, they had their one hit. And I certainly do think that there may be people who are fans of those bands or singers that might like some of their other catalog. But, when we discuss this, like I brought up Harry Chapin. I think most people would think of Taxi or Cats in the Cradle. And I'm a huge Harry Chapin fan, and so I know, tons of his music as a catalog that you would know. So I think
I don't.
Yeah.
Those are the only two that I really know.
Mm-hmm. So I thought, wow, this is a really good idea to discuss. So we both kind of went and did our homework, and we said we'd come back with one or two songs, and would kind of explain it. So we flipped a coin. You're going to go first.
Okay. So the band that I'm going to start off with is Big Head Todd and the Monsters. Now, there's kind of an interesting story about them. Amongst my group of friends in real life, not via podcasts, internet, that kind of thing, I'm known as the quote-unquote music guy. So I'm the guy that knows the bands that no one else knows. I'm the guy that goes to a lot of concerts. And I'm the guy that people look to as like, hey, let's ask Tom about music, or let's discover music through Tom, because he knows a lot of bands and things that maybe we haven't heard. The funny thing is a friend of mine who is not really a music guy, he's the one that kind of introduced me to Big Head Todd. Now, I'm going to assume that most of the listeners out there have heard the song Bittersweet by Big Head Todd. That was the song that would be considered their big hit. Now, it wasn't like a big top 40 hit, but it got radio play. To this day, it gets radio play. And that is the song that everyone associates with them. Came to me and Big Head Todd, they're from Boulder, Colorado, and my friend's wife is also from Boulder, Colorado. He got into them through her. So one day we're at the firehouse, and he's always begging me, come on, man, you got to listen to Big Head Todd. I think you'd love. I know what it was. They were coming to town. They were going to be playing in San Francisco, and he had an extra ticket. And he said, hey, you go to a lot of concerts. You want to use this ticket? And I'm like, not really. I only know that one song. I'm not into them. And he's like, dude, you got to listen to these guys. I think you'd really love them. No, I just thought I wasn't interested. Well, he had their double CD, Big Head Todd and the Monsters, live at the Fillmore in San Francisco. And so he goes, well, I'll tell you what. He goes, just do me one favor. Just listen to this one time, and if you don't like it, I won't bother you again. And I said, fine, let's do that. As a matter of fact, it's my turn to cook here tonight at the firehouse. give me that CD while I'm in the kitchen cooking. I'm going to put that on and I will listen to it. And I put that CD on. And as I cooked, every song that came on, I was like, oh, wow, this is good. Oh, this one's good. And the next thing you know, I'm telling you, I think by the end of one listen to that, I was won over. And I'm like, hey, dude, I'll take that ticket. Let's go see him. So we went and saw him at the Fillmore, which also happens to be my favorite concert venue in the Bay Area. Their live show won me over even more so, okay? And I don't know when this happened when I went to that show. I'm going to say it was about 12 years ago. And in those 12 years, I think I've seen Big Head Todd live probably 15 times.
Wow. I did become a fan.
Oh, yeah. They're one of my top 10 favorite bands now. I've traveled to Boulder, Colorado with my wife to see them play at Red Rocks. Every summer they do a big show there because they're kind of like the local heroes. And they actually sell that place out. And we've traveled to see them. I've traveled to LA to see them from the Bay Area. And I've really dug deep into their catalog. And I've noticed that they have many, many songs that are as good, if not better, than Bittersweet. And also would make great, quote unquote, radio hits. You know what I mean? They
sure
would sound great on the radio. And a song that always pops in my head when it comes to that, those qualifications would be one called Secret Mission. Every time I hear that song, I think, why was this not played on the radio?
Interesting.
I was just gonna say, so there you go. I mean, that to me is just, and that's just one example of a band that has such a deep catalog. And I really feel that I feel like the fan base of a show like Rock in the Suburbs would love a band like Big Head Todd.
All right, that's a great choice. You know, I didn't know them right away, but once we heard Bittersweet, I went, oh yeah, there we go. Yeah, I thought about doing, from my perspective, someone that really fits this mode is Don McLean. His song, American Pie, is an iconic, you know, song. Number one
for
4 weeks in 1972. Madonna did a remix of it in 2000. He's written, you know, other stuff. But by far, if you go Don McLean, you go American Pie.
I'd say it's almost a slice of Americana.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think anyone, if there's anyone that doesn't know that song above the age of 15, it would shock me.
I love his song Vincent. Or, you know, a lot of people call it Starry, Starry Night. It was on the American Pie album, song about Vincent Van Gogh. Or Van Gogh, as they say in England. And I just loved that song. I loved the sweetness of it. So let's play a little bit of it.
Starry, starry night, paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills, sketch the trees and the daffodils, catch the breeze and the winter chills in colors on the snowy linen land. Now I am understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now.
I just, you know, there's times where songs capture moods. We know that Vincent van Gogh ended up killing himself penniless, and the world did not recognize his genius until after his death. I love the way the song brings back the idea of loss and of wasted opportunity and of self-doubt. And a very different song, of course, than American Pie. But from my perspective, I think that's another example of what you were discussing.
Oh, I think it's a perfect example. I'll tell you why. I can tell you personally that I did not know that song until someone on American Idol, like 8 or 10 years ago, sang it. And I was sitting there with my wife watching American Idol, and someone started singing that song. And I looked at her at one point, and I'm like, what is this? And she goes, and she called it Starry, Starry Night. She goes, you've never heard Starry, Starry Night? And I go, no. I go, I've never heard this song. And she, I think she even knew that it was Don McLean. I think, because she's not as much of a music fan as I am. And she's kind of like, I think she was like, you know, it's that American Pie guy sings this song. And I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about. I had never heard that before. So yeah. Obviously, I'm exactly the person. I'm the type of person you're talking about. I consider myself a music aficionado to a certain extent, and I didn't even know that song was by him. I had never heard it.
A great topic. Before we get out of here, because we don't want to overstay our welcome, being guest host. A little Rock in the Suburb business. Listen to the show when?
Every day.
Every day. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audio Boom, Stitcher, on and on and on. Visit the show website, suburbspod.com. You can email the show to say if you liked Tom or I. rock@suburbspod.com. You can find the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at SuburbsPod. And you can always call the Suburban Party Line, 612-440-1984. Tom, if someone wants to find you, how can they?
I'm on Twitter. I'm at PulpTom, PulpTom. I don't post too much on Twitter. That's kind of where I get all my political frustrations out, where I just retweet things. And I'm on Facebook and Instagram. Neuerburg is the last name. And that's where they can find me.
All right. And I am at Jesse Jackson DFW on Twitter. You can hear me talk music on Set Less Than Bruce, the Bruce Springsteen podcast, where I talk to different members of Springsteen fandom and other musicians as well. I may have to have a certain guest come and join me about Thin Lizzy. I think that would be a great guest.
I never tired talking about Thin Lizzy.
That sounds great. Jim and Patrick will be back soon. We miss them. We hope they're having fun. For now, thank you guys. Keep hope alive.
No, just get out there and dig into some music, people.
Amen. Talk to you soon.
As we tramp out and wait, it's bittersweet, mostly bitter.